Ja, Freunde, aufgrund der aktuellen Situation können wir für euch leider nicht wie sonst üblich von den Rennstrecken dieser Welt berichten. Das soll uns aber nicht davon abhalten, weiterhin mit Rennfahrern und Verantwortlichen zu sprechen. Ich habe mich heute mal sehr ausführlich mit Robert Kubica unterhalten. Wir sprechen über sein Formel-1-Comeback, die Hintergründe für seinen DTM-Einstieg und was er dazu sagt, dass Fahrer wie Lewis Hamilton und René Rast ihn auch heute noch als einen der talentiertesten Rennfahrer überhaupt halten. Viel Spaß beim Interview, es wurde auf Englisch aufgezeichnet, aber das ist für euch mit Sicherheit kein Problem. So let's start, Robert. Where are you right now, and are you doing all right?
Yes, hi. We are meeting as virtually. This is a kind of a must of current situation of quarantine, and of course I'm in my home in Monaco. I'm in lockdown practically since I came back from Australia, where F1 race was cancelled. So the only time I go out is for to buy some food in supermarket, and it's not an easy situation, but as everyone, we are in the same situation all the world, and we have to stay strong and adapt to this current situation.
At least in Monaco, you meet some former and other colleagues from Formula One, I think, in the supermarket.
Well, I haven't seen no one,
No.
honestly. As I said, the only people I see is people which I meet, or I see them in supermarket, and I think in this current situation, a difficult situation, is extremely important to follow what the new rules are, and we have to stay home, and this is what I'm doing.
And actually, how does the current situation affect your life right now, and how do you spend your time?
Well, as you can imagine, current situation affect massively my life. I think everyone lives. Of course, someone is affected more, someone less. Fortunately, me, myself, and all my friends, family are feeling well. So we are lucky that we can, although we have a difficult situation, but we are still healthy, and this is most important. But of course, me, as a race driver, as a sportsman, everything has been canceled or postponed. So, some races have been canceled, some races are postponed, and of course, I was looking forward to try a new challenge, which is DTM this year, and hopefully, I will be able to start the season as soon as possible. Of course, it has to be also as safe as possible. Because the priority now is the health, and this is the most important. So my days are very, very similar to each other, I think. I know, because in the end, I try to adapt a bit in the situation. Of course, I try to train. So I'm a big fan of cycling. Of course, outdoor I cannot do it, so I'm doing it indoor. Using a trainer, using an application. So I ride with my friends, I do training, then I do some simulator, a bit of work, a bit of mental exercises as well.
Okay.
The biggest difference is that I have to cook by myself, which
Are you a good chef?
which is I do not have a lot of experience. I was cooking when I was very young, when I was living in Italy, in karting all days, or but it's all right. I like simple stuff, so actually I'm quite okay. I cannot complain, and I shouldn't be complaining, because as we said before, there are people which has less luck in this difficult period.
Definitely, definitely. As you've just mentioned, unfortunately, there's no races going on at the moment, but I think we can still talk about the motorsport. Are you looking forward to your first season in DTM?
Well, we can talk about motorsport. Motorsport is all my life, so I'm looking forward, definitely. It's a new project. It's a big project with my partner, with Orlen Deutschland, which is known as a star, and under brand Star in Germany, with BMW. We set it up a new team which is run by IRT. Is a junior category team. They have done DTM I think 4 or 5 years ago, for a couple of years. So but from my side, it's a new challenge. I think DTM is one of the toughest challenges and categories you can go, and is a very unique, is a extremely difficult, extremely competitive field from the driver's point of view, but also from the team's point of view. The factories are involved a lot. So it is not easy challenge, and I was looking forward, and I'm still looking forward for this difficult challenge. But I'm also very realistic about it, and we have seen in the past some ex F1 drivers joining DTM struggling, not having really, not being massively competitive, or at least it take a bit of time to adapt. And this is for sure something which I will have to go through as well. The process of adaptation, the process of discovering things which are different in DTM. So those factors are making it even more exciting, but even more difficult.
Robert, you are 35 years old, just the same age as me.
Unfortunately.
Yes, we're getting old. But for you, how does it feel to be a rookie in a race series, actually?
Yeah, this is a good good question, and I think a good spot. You know, I have a lot of experience in the motor racing, in motorsport, in different categories. I have done also rallies, but actually I'm a rookie in a difficult championship, very difficult championship, very competitive. So it's a kind of like moving myself back 15 years ago when I was a rookie in Formula One. The difference is that in DTM you have very limited time on track and in the car, which is even more difficult for rookies because you have to get info. The only way to discover things is to drive the car. Of course, you can have technicians, engineers. Of course, you can watch some onboards. You can use technology, data, but still, the best informations and the most value ones are the ones which you feel them by driving the car, and this is something very limited in DTM, so there is not a lot of testing. So once we get started, and once we will hopefully have a test, we will I will have to adapt very quickly and try to get as many informations as possible as fast as possible. But testing is one thing. Then the races. DTM races are in different tracks with also a very different characteristics to Formula One. You know, you go to Nürburgring, which, for example, I know. But then, you know, you go to different tracks, smaller tracks, not necessarily a super modern tracks, but the tracks with a lot of character. And one, again, there, you start from zero. I come there. And I will be driving for the first time on this track with DTM car. The time I learn it, you will have to go to qualifying. In qualifying, again, you put a set of new tires. The grip level will be different. So there will be a lot of discovery. And this is something which you have to be patient. You have to accept and learn from it. And probably in the beginning of the season, once we get started, I will have to use those first races as a test, as a learning process for me.
It's funny that you just mentioned the Nürburgring, because DTM is not completely new for you, because in 2003 and 2004, you did the Formula 3 Euro Series there, and you even won your first race at the Nürburgring. Have you any memories of the DTM back in that time, 15
yeah,
years ago?
Yes, I have a lot of good memories about DTM. As you said, I have been racing in Formula 3 Euro Series 2003-2004. Nürburgring was my first race in this championship. I step in during the championship, because before the season I have a road car accident as a passenger. Unfortunately, I had an accident, so I was not able to do first three races. But coming back to DTM, of course, I remember, you know, we have been racing next to DTM. So same weekends, I remember fans, a lot of crowds, you know, thousands or even hundreds of thousands of people, which was amazing, incredible. And I think probably at that stage, DTM was the on the highest moment of DTM career, or let's say of this championship. But still, what it stays is the quality. You know, I think the quality of drivers, of the teams, and also of the fans is extremely high. So I hope and I'm looking forward to meet some DTM fans, not only in Germany, but all around the Europe. And hopefully we'll be able to meet as soon as possible.
Yeah, I hope so as well. You're not just the first Polish driver in Formula One, but also in the history of DTM, which is more than 30 years long. Does it still mean something to you? Because I know you care very much about the Polish tradition and everything community.
Well, it means that not. You know, I'm happy to be first one and hopefully not last one. actually, Polish motorsport has developed quite a lot. I think we can see this clearly in karting, for example. When I was starting in karting, I was the only one, or you know, there were occasionally some other drivers doing some single races. And now in karting, we have a group of young and fast, this is most important, talented kids, which hopefully one day, I think saying that we will have F1 driver is very difficult, and you cannot predict, but hopefully they will become a professional race drivers, and they will develop, grow up in good way. So hopefully I will have... sooner or later, Poland will have another F1 driver, another DTM driver. But until now, the fact is that I'm kind of, you know, a person who is opening a bit of doors into this high-level championship in motorsport. Because in the end, Formula 1, everybody is know is the top of motorsport in the world. But DTM, actually, from level, competitiveness, and from difficulty, I'm not rating it much lower, or actually probably on the same level as Formula One. So this is how to show, you know, how difficult it can be. And you know, in Poland, there is also big attention about DTM, me joining. But people are not knowing the championship. You know, they have to be patient, and they have to understand that it will not be an easy task. And, you know, sometimes... you know, as you say, I'm 35, and sometimes I wake up and I say, wow, I choose to go probably to the most difficult championship I could race, you know. But in the end, I think in order to have big satisfactions, you need to face a big challenges, and this is what I did.
As I'm sure you're aware, you still have a very big fan base here in Germany, back from your old times with the BMW and F1. What does that mean for you to get in back into a BMW-powered race car?
Well, yeah, as you said, BMW has been a big part of my racing career, especially in Formula 1. I debuted with BMW Sauber in 2006. I did race with them until the end of 2009, when unfortunately BMW decided to pull out from Formula 1. And what is nice is I met a lot of same people which I worked with before. Although it has passed 10 years, you know, it's nice to see those people. It's nice to be back, although I'm not very emotional and very sensitive to these things. But still, you know, it's kind of... it ended up that I went back into Formula 1, into the team where I started in Hinwil. Of course, it's not anymore BMW, but it's Alfa Romeo Racing Orland. But it's still a lot of people are same which when I started 2006 Formula 1. And then I end up racing DTM with BMW, which, you know, is kind of being back home in both factories. Because when Formula 1 team was operated, the chassis factory based was in Switzerland, in Hinwil, and the engines, gearbox, let's say drivetrain was in Munich. So I I'm back home, let's say in this way, in good and in you know, in hopefully in better way than we work. I think we did have a strong years in the past, and hopefully it will be the same way also in DTM. Although you know, and also one thing is also common. I'm a bit of rookie as well. So, you know, it is a nice thing, and probably not a lot of people, you know, realize how nice it can be. But in the end, it's something which I'm happy about it, that I managed to make it work. And also something which I would like to say is that to make it work, that I'm doing two programs with two different teams, two different people. You know, it's completely it's not easy. You know, especially in motorsport world where everything is so competitive, and it's a bit like a football player who is playing, I don't know, with Bayern Munich, Champions League, and then Italian Serie A with different team. You know, and so. So I would like to thanks all these people, BMW, Alfa Romeo, to make it possible. Unfortunately, we are in the situation of what we are, but still, I think it was not easy task to make it work. And we all of them, they really contribute a lot to make it work.
You just told me that when you wake up and you're asking for yourself why I'm doing such a competitive series as DTM anymore. And what I want to know is, do you still have the feeling that you have to prove something for yourself, or also in the world of motorsport sometimes?
Well, I would say I'm kind of a person that I'm competitive, and I want to prove to myself every day something, you know, from single stuff I'm doing, from sometimes, you know, you go out for a ride on the bike with friends, and then it ends up in a bit of competition. So you would like to, not even you know, to get on top of the hill for in front of them, but as a competition to yourself, so to prove yourself and to see the better results, and this is exactly what is happening also with DTM. In the end, I have a strong relationship and partnership with Orlen. In this case, Orlen Deutschland is a main partner of our team. Together with BMW, I thought, you know, when you have around yourself a good people, I thought this is a best moment to let's say to try it, and I still think, and I'm living the life, especially with motorsport life, that it's better to try than to regret that you have never tried. You know, in the end, from one thing is sure, it's not an easy job for me, and you know, we set up a new team together with our partners, so a lot of things are to discover, a lot of things are kind of you know, giving it even more difficult. But as I said, from difficult challenges you can have big satisfactions, and I think in the right approach, with the right approach and with the respect of the championship, I think I can have fun, but not fun from results, fun from achieving the challenges or trying to achieve them. And this is what sometimes is more important than a single result.
I recently talked to René Rast, and also you hear it from guys like Lewis Hamilton. They still describe you as one of the most talented drivers on the grid, even today. Does that have any relevance to you when these, you know, also stars talk about you like that?
Well, you know, I don't see them as a stars, because in the end, they have been racing, or we met somewhere racing together, and in the end, I don't see myself as a star. And of course, Lewis has many world championship titles, but still, I know Lewis since I was 13 years old kid. I would say it doesn't really, you know, I'm thankful to them, and it's nice to hear that they respect me. I respect them also, and I respect every driver not only in F1, not only DTM, but on high level, and not only the driver, but sportsmen. Overall, I have big respect of the people because I know that sometimes it looks easy from outside, but it is not easy from inside. And to achieve things like, for example, René did in last seasons in DTM, it's something really, really big, and probably most of the people doesn't realize that it's not only a question of purely speed, but it involved a lot of factors which they have to come together to dominate in such a way. So for sure, he is the one of biggest stars, as you say, in DTM now. But I would say that the field of DTM driver, all of them, is very, very competitive and very compact. So it means that you have to be always on it. Otherwise, you might end up far behind, and you don't know even the reason. Because you know, 3-4 tenths in DTM, it means a lot. And this is something which, for example, in F1 is a bit different, depending where you are racing. Sometimes 3-4 tenths cannot make even one or two places. Of course, the midfield teams lately in Formula 1 are very compact as well, but still, let's say the field is not as compressed as in DTM.
Still in DTM, regarding your career, you will be a star and everybody will look out for you and watch every lap that you do, actually. Was that ever important during your career? The people look at you and care about you and think you're a big star. Was it ever important to you for yourself?
No, I would say not. Actually, if you would tell me if I would prefer to be unknown, if I would, you know, I probably I would. You know, of course, it doesn't. It's not a negative thing. It's not weighing me. You know, it's not a penalty because I still appreciate affect of the people, support. Especially in Poland, but all around the world, there were many Polish fans everywhere, and the support from them is very important. But I think one thing is support, one thing is seeing me as a star. I'm a normal guy which likes motorsport, which have a passion of motorsport, probably even sometimes too much. Sometimes would be better to have it a bit less. But in the end, you know, you have to live yourself as you think and as you are. And I know how important motorsport has been for myself, for my life. You know, I have been through a difficult period after my accident in 2011, where I was completely away from motorsport, from racing for very long. And I appreciate the opportunity that you know, I have to race in DTM. And you know, you know, until you can play, you should play, and you shouldn't be scared of doing it. But of course, fans are very important, and you know, in DTM, fans are part of the championship. You know, you asked me before if I have memories, and I still remember, you know, those thousands of people. Sometimes I even compared that at DTM races there were more people. More supporters than in F1, and things are a bit changed, but still I think DTM is a very popular championship, and not only in Germany, of course, mainly in Germany, but not only in Germany, and hopefully it will become, and I'm sure it will become also in Poland.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. What exactly would you rate as a success in your DTM rookie season, given the circumstances, starting with a private team and being the only driver in the team? Do you have yourself set yourself any detailed targets?
No, there is no really like a target, a result target, I would say. One thing you mentioned, and which is very important, is that I'm the only one in the team. Which, when you are a rookie, is a not easy situation, especially that you know, when you have your teammate, you can always work with both cars, you can see your teammate data, but also thanks to BMW, we will get the support of BMW, and probably this, thanks to this support, it will not be a, such a big penalty not having second car. So we can focus on one car, and we should have all what we need from BMW support. But as a rookie, you know, I think this year, originally, if the championship would have started, I think first race would be very important, but also very difficult and important from not the results point of view, but to gain information, to gain experience. And probably I would use the first part of the year to even test during the race weekends, because testing is very limited in DTM. Actually, there is no in-season, apart of before first race test, there is no in-season testing. So, you know, in order to get information, in order to find things and to improve things, you need to try them. And in order to try them, the only opportunity was on the race weekends. In current situation where we don't know how the championship will look and when it will start and how compact it will be, it's giving additional difficulty. So I would say this year is more about learning process. If I'm quick learner and we are able to start in good direction straight away, which I hope with together with the team, together with BMW, together with my partners, if we are able to move forward quick enough, I hope to get some good races occasionally, and I would say satisfactionary will be a top 10 in DTM for the first races. Of course, a lot will depend as well on the performance of the car. You know, last year our main opponent was dominated the championship. So, you know, I know BMW had worked quite hard on the car to improve. And speaking with more experience, my teammates from BMW, my colleagues from BMW, they say that they feel improvement in the car. So, but, you know, motorsport is kind of a race, not only on track, but also off track in factories. So we never know how Audi worked and how Audi will be competitive. But, you know, first of all, I think we will have to, and I will have to concentrate on myself, on trying to put all puzzles together, and then focus. Once I have all these puzzles together, then we can start racing and focus on the others.
Looking back at 2019, would you say that your comeback in Formula One was a personal success for you?
Yeah, from I would say from personal point of view, it was one, or if not the biggest success, but not because I have managed to come back to Formula One, but because I managed to drive in competitive way in Formula One, although the results didn't reflect it. But for me, honestly, if I would race in Formula One last year or not, the outcome would be the same on the, let's say, on the period I'm referring to and on the satisfaction I'm referring to, it will be the same. In the end, not a lot of people knows in how bad shape I was after the accident, what I went through. In the end, in every sport, to come back after such a long period, 7-8 years, to come back to competitive level is not easy, and especially in Formula One. But I did manage. Of course, last year has been disappointing, and for many reasons, it didn't went like I was hoping. But still, I think it was one of my biggest success.
That's a good point. I remember during your time with Williams, there were some problems with the special adapted steering wheel that you needed. You got it quite late into the season. Do you think that might be a problem in DTM with this steering wheel there?
No, I mean the story of steering wheel is over. Let's say overreacted, I would say. First of all, in DTM, I don't need any special adaptations. We did with BMW one adaptation of my steering wheel, and that's it. And this was the case also in Williams. In Williams, of course, you in Formula 1, you have much more things to do on the steering wheel. It's much more complex. So, you know, I did ask to have a couple of tweaks. It was not for performance reasons. It was more for operational reasons. And then to have it easier to access and stuff like this, which is something common. You know, every driver is, I remember when I was teammate with Nick Heidfeld in BMW, he had completely different layout of steering wheel than I did. And it was not because of he has some limitations, it was because of his preferences. So it shouldn't be any issue. Or it will not be any issue.
Good. Time's running up so fast. Incredible. Already 30 minutes. One final question, Robert. What will be the feeling to not be a Formula One race driver in 2020 and to watch the races from the sideline? What will you miss the most and what will you miss the least?
Well, yeah, this is a good question. I did have this situation already when I joined Formula One in 2006. Then in 2018, when I was reserve driver of Williams, of course, the situation, circumstances were completely different because in 2006, I was a young driver which was discovering Formula One world, and I was so excited to be joining BMW Sauber at that period, and it was a like dream come true. When you are 35, you went through your career with up and downs. So unfortunately, it didn't went like I was hoping because of my accident. But all in all, I think I'm still lucky guy that I was able to race in Formula One for competitive teams. To be a reserve driver now is a bit different. It's a mentally approach is also different, but in the end, I have much more experience. I use it as a opportunity to stay in Formula One, to work with a good team. Hopefully, we'll manage to improve the team, or improve the results. And then you never know in your life. So, you know, I'm realistic. In the end, that's the reason why DTM was so important for me, because I wanted to race this year. And in Formula One, I didn't have opportunities. So that's why I chose to race in DTM.
Robert, thank you very much for your time.
Thank
Stay
you.
Safe. I'm hoping that we can meet on track, actually, this season.
Yeah. cross fingers that we will meet as soon as possible, and also all DTM fans. See you.
Thank you much. Bye.
Ich hoffe, euch hat das Interview gefallen. Falls ja, dann gebt doch gerne einen Daumen nach oben. Abonniert unseren Channel und aktiviert die Glocke. Ihr kennt das Spielchen auf YouTube ja sowieso schon. Wer noch mehr Motorsport haben möchte, dem empfehle ich einen Blick in unser aktuelles Printmagazin. Wie ihr das bestellen könnt, dazu findet ihr alle Infos weiter unten in der Beschreibung. Und wer das Ganze lieber digital haben möchte, der sollte mal einen Blick in unsere motorsportmagazin.com App werfen. Alle Infos täglich neu aus der Welt der Formel 1, MotoGP, DTM und was weiß ich, lest ihr jeden Tag. Auch dazu alle Infos etwas weiter unten. In dem Sinne, bis bald.